Вариант 2. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.4. Вы услышите 4 коротких текста, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. В заданиях с 1 по 4 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись 2. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Text A.
Good evening. Here is the 6 o'clock news. Despite good weather over most of the European part of Russia, Moscow region has been experiencing some of the worst summer weather in the last 50 years. It has been raining heavily for more than 10 hours, and the forecast suggests that it will continue until tomorrow morning, with a chance of thunderstorms and hurricanes.
Text B. Hi Tom, it's Dad. I'm calling to tell you that we've arranged everything to spend Christmas with you and Pam. Then we're going to Toronto for 3 days. Your mom wants to see her sister. After that, we're planning to return home on the 31st of December, just in time for New Year at home. We're coming to Chicago by train because we hate flying, as you know. We hope you can meet us. Text C.
Kate, what are you doing on Saturday? What about playing tennis?
Thanks, Don, but I'd prefer to go surfing. I usually avoid sport at weekends. I think I'm a bit lazy, but I tried surfing when I was on holiday last year, and I was really surprised to enjoy it.
Well, if you don't mind, I could go surfing with you.
Oh no, I'm only a beginner in surfing. You'll be bored.
I'm not that good myself. I need a lot of practice.
Really? Okay then.
Text D.
Paul, what do you think about this camera? It looks quite up to date.
I like it, Helen, but I'm afraid it's too expensive for me.
Your parents have promised to pay for it, haven't they?
They've given me some money, but it's not enough. Even if I add the money I earned during holidays, I won't get the necessary sum.
Then let's have a look at some others. What about this one? It's much cheaper. Besides, it's smaller. It will be more convenient to carry it wherever you go.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Text A.
Good evening. Here is the 6 o'clock news. Despite good weather over most of the European part of Russia, Moscow region has been experiencing some of the worst summer weather in the last 50 years. It has been raining heavily for more than 10 hours, and the forecast suggests that it will continue until tomorrow morning, with a chance of thunderstorms and hurricanes.
Text B. Hi Tom, it's Dad. I'm calling to tell you that we've arranged everything to spend Christmas with you and Pam. Then we're going to Toronto for 3 days. Your mom wants to see her sister. After that, we're planning to return home on the 31st of December, just in time for New Year at home. We're coming to Chicago by train because we hate flying, as you know. We hope you can meet us. Text C.
Kate, what are you doing on Saturday? What about playing tennis?
Thanks, Don, but I'd prefer to go surfing. I usually avoid sport at weekends. I think I'm a bit lazy. But I tried surfing when I was on holiday last year, and I was really surprised to enjoy it.
Well, if you don't mind, I could go surfing with you.
Oh no, I'm only a beginner in surfing. You'll be bored.
I'm not that good myself. I need a lot of practice.
Really? Okay then.
Text D.
Paul, what do you think about this camera? It looks quite up to date.
I like it, Helen, but I'm afraid it's too expensive for me.
Your parents have promised to pay for it, haven't they?
They've given me some money, but it's not enough. Even if I add the money I earned during holidays, I won't get the necessary sum.
Then let's have a look at some others. What about this one? It's much cheaper. Besides, it's smaller. It will be more convenient to carry it wherever you go.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 5. Вы готовите тематическую радиопередачу с высказываниями 5 разных людей, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Подберите каждому высказыванию соответствующую его содержанию рубрику из списка от 1 до 6. Используйте каждую рубрику из списка только один раз. В списке есть одна лишняя рубрика. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon. Today we've asked 5 people to give a short interview and share their opinion about their preparation for exams. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
When examination time comes, I try to stay awake by drinking cups of coffee, one after another, while I'm studying. But the most important thing for me is to make sure I sleep well the night before the examination. I need at least 8 hours a night to feel really energetic the next day. It really wouldn't help if I stayed up late studying, because I would be too tired the next day to do my best.
Speaker B. Some people give up everything to spend their time studying. They neither go out nor watch TV and keep revising all the time. As for me, I still meet up with my friends, though for a short time, of course. As well as that, I do a lot of exercise, and what's more, I have a good long walk or jog the night before my exam. I know that my brain will function better if I am in a good shape. Speaker C.
I know that I can only concentrate on my studies for a limited time, so I stop every hour for 10 minutes when I'm preparing for my exams. I may go for a walk to clear my head or just sit and think about something. Listening to some quiet music is also very relaxing. After that, it's much easier to go back to my books. It's easier to think and memorize things, I mean.
Speaker D.
The night before the exams, I usually go out with my friends. I don't believe in the last-minute revision and trying to learn everything just before the exam. My friends have the same opinion. We usually go for a walk or watch a video, preferably a comedy. It's good to laugh a lot and to see the funny side of things when there is so much hard work to do the next day.
Speaker E.
I usually panic at exams, so I plan how much time I will need for each question. I try to ignore all those people around me who are writing really fast, and I never solve a question until I have thought about it and made some notes. And I try not to switch from one question to another, as some people do. It turns out better for me to work step by step.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will listen to the texts again.
Good afternoon. Today we have asked 5 people to give a short interview and share their opinion about their preparation for exams. Now we would like to present their opinions to you.
Speaker A.
When examination time comes, I try to stay awake by drinking cups of coffee, one after another, while I am studying. But the most important thing for me is to make sure I sleep well the night before the examination. I need at least 8 hours a night to feel really energetic the next day. It really wouldn't help if I stayed up late studying, because I would be too tired the next day to do my best.
Speaker B. Some people give up everything to spend their time studying. They neither go out nor watch TV and keep revising all the time. As for me, I still meet up with my friends, though for a short time, of course. As well as that, I do a lot of exercise, and what's more, I have a good long walk or jog the night before my exam. I know that my brain will function better if I am in a good shape. Speaker C.
I know that I can only concentrate on my studies for a limited time, so I stop every hour for 10 minutes when I'm preparing for my exams. I may go for a walk to clear my head or just sit and think about something. Listening to some quiet music is also very relaxing. After that, it's much easier to go back to my books. It's easier to think and memorize things, I mean.
Speaker D.
The night before the exams, I usually go out with my friends. I don't believe in the last-minute revision and trying to learn everything just before the exam. My friends have the same opinion. We usually go for a walk or watch a video, preferably a comedy. It's good to laugh a lot and to see the funny side of things when there is so much hard work to do the next day.
Speaker E.
I usually panic at exams, so I plan how much time I will need for each question. I try to ignore all those people around me who are writing really fast, and I never solve a question until I have thought about it and made some notes. And I try not to switch from one question to another, as some people do. It turns out better for me to work step by step.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 6.11. Вы помогаете своему другу, юному радиожурналисту, проанализировать подготовленное им для передачи интервью. Прослушайте аудиозапись интервью и занесите данные в таблицу. вы можете вписать не более одного слова, без артиклей, из прозвучавшего текста. Числа необходимо записывать буквами. Вы услышите запись дважды.
Now we are ready to start.
We'll start in a minute, but first of all, I would like to thank you for your agreement to take part in our survey. We'd like to learn what teenagers think about taking a summer job.
Okay, I'm ready. What are your questions? Shall I give my name?
No, there's no need. To start with, how old are you?
In a week, I'll be 16. My birthday is on the 12th of April.
So you study at school, don't you? What is your favorite season?
I guess any teenager studying at school will say that it's summer. The longest holidays, you see.
And how do you spend your summer holidays?
I spent the first 13 summers of my life in the countryside with my grandparents. But a couple of years ago, I preferred staying in the city.
In the city? What do you do then?
Well, there are a lot of things to do. Hanging out with friends, going to the cinema and whatnot.
Then you must need some pocket money. Do your parents give it to you?
Yeah, but to tell the truth, I feel a bit awkward taking it.
Have you ever heard about part-time job for teenagers?
I have, really. One of my friends even tried to work on Saturdays last winter. But it's difficult during the school year. You see, I need good results at my exams.
By the way, what's your favorite subject?
It may seem strange for a boy, but it's biology.
Your summer holidays are quite long, aren't they? Would you like to try a summer job?
Actually, I'm thinking about taking a job for a month, say in July.
Advertising something, or something else?
No, I find it too boring. Last week, I learned about a chance to work in the botanical garden.
It sounds great. What about the zoo? Isn't it possible to work there?
Well, I'm more interested in plants. Maybe later it can become my life's job, just on another level.
Good luck then, but I still have a few more questions.
Okay, you're welcome.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
We'll start in a minute, but first of all, I would like to thank you for your agreement to take part in our survey. We'd like to learn what teenagers think about taking a summer job.
Okay, I'm ready. What are your questions? Shall I give my name?
No, there's no need. To start with, how old are you?
In a week, I'll be 16. My birthday is on the 12th of April.
So you study at school, don't you? What is your favorite season?
I guess any teenager studying at school will say that it's summer. The longest holidays, you see.
And how do you spend your summer holidays?
I spent the first 13 summers of my life in the countryside with my grandparents. But a couple of years ago, I preferred staying in the city.
In the city? What do you do then?
Well, there are a lot of things to do. Hanging out with friends, going to the cinema and whatnot.
Then you must need some pocket money. Do your parents give it to you?
Yeah, but to tell the truth, I feel a bit awkward taking it.
Have you ever heard about part-time job for teenagers?
I have, really. One of my friends even tried to work on Saturdays last winter. But it's difficult during the school year. You see, I need good results at my exams.
By the way, what's your favorite subject?
It may seem strange for a boy, but it's biology.
Your summer holidays are quite long, aren't they? Would you like to try a summer job?
Actually, I'm thinking about taking a job for a month, say in July.
Advertising something, or something else?
No, I find it too boring. Last week, I learned about a chance to work in the botanical garden.
It sounds great. What about the zoo? Isn't it possible to work there?
Well, I'm more interested in plants. Maybe later it can become my life's job, just on another level.
Good luck then, but I still have a few more questions.
Okay, you're welcome.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий по аудированию, истекло. Сейчас вы услышите текст к устной части экзамена. Задание 2.
Task 2. You are going to take part in a telephone survey. You have to answer 6 questions. Give full answers to the questions. Remember, you have 40 seconds to answer each question. Tape script for task 2.
Hello, this is the electronic assistant of the club Athlete. We kindly ask you to take part in our survey. We need to find out what teenagers think about sport. Please answer our 6 questions. The survey is anonymous. You don't have to give your name. So, let's get started. What sports do you like watching on TV? Do you practice any sport? Explain why. What activities do you have at your PE lessons? What do you do to be fit? Is it important for you to keep fit? Why? What would you recommend your friend to keep fit? This is the end of the survey. Thank you very much for your time.